This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. More than 500,000 Coloradans will have to prove they're eligible for Medicaid after pandemic emergency orders end. According to the Denver Post, the federal government told states to stop assessing Medicaid eligibility during the pandemic. Eligibility is usually based on family income. The government's emergency declaration is due to expire in mid-April, but the Department of Health and Human Services could extend it. U.S. Attorney Cole Finnegan says he doesn't know how to solve every component of the rising fentanyl crisis in Colorado, but he's got one effective tool, prosecutions. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Finnegan says he had a close family friend recently die of a fentanyl overdose, and that the crisis being felt throughout Colorado feels personal.
There are all these statistics, and they are growing all the time, and while every person's death matters, there is something about knowing somebody when they grew up.
Federal prosecutors have filed a half dozen cases against fentanyl distributors in the last year and a half, with more to come. And just last week, a judge sentenced a man to 175 months in federal prison for distribution. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Former Republican Colorado Governor Bill Owens is a board chairman for a Russian bank facing sanctions in the United States. Owens serves on the board for Credit Bank of Moscow, one of the largest banks in Russia. He told the Colorado Sun that he was against the Russian invasion of Ukraine and that he would resign once any sanctions went into effect. Metro Denver is in the upper 50s today. This is CPR News.